ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. Senate remains in session this weekend as lawmakers debate a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Democrats backing the plan, while Republicans say the money should go to the border. Just last week, though, Republicans sank a bipartisan immigration plan. The NTSB and FAA now investigating a helicopter crash in Southern California's Mojave Desert that killed six people. The helicopter went down near the California-Nevada border. Witnesses say there was rainy and winter weather at the time, though it's not clear if that was the cause. Michael Graham with the NTSB.
This is the beginning of a long process. We will not jump to any conclusions.
The crash killed the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Some fans in Las Vegas trying to get their hands on last-minute tickets. Prices holding steady at about $6,000 to get in. This is ABC News. Authorities in New York say a teenager is now under arrest following the wounding of a Brazilian tourist in Times Square.
A 15-year-old who police called armed and dangerous has been caught after allegedly shooting a tourist in Times Square. Jesus Figueroa was apprehended in Yonkers less than 24 hours after police say he opened fire on officers and fled. The tourist struck in the leg, telling our station WABC,
"Dá um pouco de medo, né?
I leave Brazil, which is a dangerous place, to come here. Now I'm a little scared." The shooting follows the assault on police captured on body camera outside a migrant shelter in Times Square nearly 2 weeks ago.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos selling off nearly 12 million shares of his company's stock, valued at more than $2 billion. The sale disclosed in a regulatory filing. In a separate filing, he suggested he may sell up to 50 million shares for a total of $8.4 billion. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. And by Honeybee Cannabis, Wisconsin-grown cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin. THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners. Honeybee Cannabis Company. Find them on Facebook and at the Jennifer Street Market.
All right. Thank you, KJ. And you know what time it is right now?
Oh, I know what time it is.
It is time for
Live in the Lair.
Wow. Milwaukee's Joe Richter began his musical career in early 2000s, establishing himself as a solo acoustic performer in the Milwaukee scene. A lover of playing B-side covers, Joe can also be found playing with his own music with his own band of Milwaukee All-Stars this Wednesday, February 14th, at the Civic Media Theater.
Civic Theater in Waukesha.
Coming.
We'll have one of those soon.
Here to perform with us live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is Joe Richter. Joe, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you very much. I am very, very happy to be here.
We are thrilled that you are here. Okay, so what part of Southeast Wisconsin do you call home?
So I live in a little town called New Berlin.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are familiar with that?
Absolutely.
Sure. So, but I've kind of been everywhere. So I've been in Milwaukee, West Dallas, Muskego, New Berlin. I am a Muskego High School alumni. But so New Berlin's home for me right now.
Yeah.
But you know, if I'm on a big radio show like this, I'm calling it Milwaukee.
Well, what's your favorite Milwaukee restaurant then?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh,
Well, you know, I got a couple little ones, so we don't get out much anymore. But
if you could.
There's quite a bit. I guess I think of a restaurant called Le Rev, and that's in Wauwatosa. It's Milwaukee County. Phenomenal food. A place called Odd Duck in Milwaukee.
I love the names.
Unbelievable. Yeah. These restaurants are incredible. And can't go wrong with Cops Custard.
I mean, I love that place.
Cops.
Those are the hugest burgers.
It's absolutely the best. And the custard is, you can't go wrong with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so let's go with Cops.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. We're in.
I love that answer. All right.
Yes. Do you, I want to ask him about a secret, though.
Oh.
Is there a secret about Milwaukee or anything in that area that you know that maybe no one else knows?
I could also say Cops, because that is a secret, but I don't know.
I think it's true.
Milwaukee is a great restaurant scene. Mm-hmm. It's a great coffee scene. So we got phenomenal coffee shops in Milwaukee. To name a few, Anodyne, Stone Creek, both just top notch. And then the music community is really good too. You know, if you're a musician. Let's say you're a musician, you're looking to relocate to Milwaukee, you can have success. And on an original music level, I don't know, but as a cover artist, you can really have some success. So, you know, there's probably other ones right now, but I know we're on the time schedule. So.
Sadly, you only get an hour.
It's funny because here in Madison, mm-hmm. it's exactly the opposite,
it
right?
Yes.
You probably can't make any money in a cover
right.
band here, but
mm-hmm.
you can
exactly.
still do something as an original band.
Exactly.
And okay, so, yeah. Joe, mm-hmm. for people who maybe, I can't believe it, don't know who you are,
give
us a little backstory.
I mean, I've been at it long enough.
Oh, I know. And then tell us, how did you decide to get started in music? So give us a little backstory.
Well, look, as far back as I can remember, music has always had a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. So I knew I wanted to be a performer very early on. And my parents will both tell you that, because I not only did I love to sing, but I also loved to just be an entertainer, be a performer, even if it was just the family in the room. I had to perform. But I first picked up the piano when I was about 8 years old, and I saw Billy Joel, and I guess that kind of sparked it for me, where I was like, I just want to do that. And since I saw him at the Bradley Center, and I believe it was 92, at the River of Dreams tour, it really sparked something in me. I want to do that, you know, and that's when I started to play. And just as the years went on, I just enjoyed playing, and I discovered that probably my strongest instrument was my voice. So I really wanted to sing, and so I wanted to learn an instrument. So I learned piano, and later on I learned guitar, and mm-hmm. began writing songs when I was about 16 years old. And since then, I knew I wanted to perform.
Well,
so.
We're glad you do. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
yeah. I feel like he just nailed all the questions that I had.
I think I did.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
you did. That was great, though.
Well, what role did your parents play in your musical mm-hmm. upbringing? Did they play music, or like, you know, was there anything there? Did they support your music career?
Did they make you take piano lessons?
Yeah. yeah. actually, no. I never. I took one piano lesson, and that was when I was about 16 or 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
One of the teachers at. I think it was Danoon Elementary School. I performed Piano Man at one of the talent shows.
Oh, nice.
And she's like, you are very good. I need to teach you. So my mom was like, yeah, let's do a lesson. And I did a lesson, and her technique was completely different than my technique that I already had established for myself.
Second time we've heard this tonight. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So I decided I didn't want to do it because it was going to screw me up. Now I look back. That was probably about, I don't know, 30 years ago. I look back and I said, you know, darn it, I wish I would have stuck with it, you know, because she probably would have taught me a lot of nice things. But, you know, I can't complain. I can't complain.
No, because you're pretty terrific.
Yeah, yeah. But my parents, you know, they were, sure I am.
Come on.
but my parents were great. You know, they were supportive and none of them really ever played an instrument. It was kind of it was a thing that I just loved music. And for me, it was just a special thing. It was really special to me. And I just stuck with it, you know, and I'm just grateful for that, you know.
Well, we've found that there are times you'll play cover songs, you know, in perfect places, of course, usually bars or a coffee shop. But it's not always the popular songs everyone will want to hear.
Yeah.
Do you take requests or tell us a little bit about why you love to do the B-side songs?
Well, I mean, yeah, I always take requests. That's the biggest question that I get when I'm playing shows. Do you take requests? And I always say, of course, I welcome requests. Mm-hmm. I can't guarantee I'm going to know it. You know, I'm certainly not a human jukebox. Something like a lot of these other solo guys are in Milwaukee who really know tons of songs. But I know a lot of songs, but I don't know, you know, the real popular ones. I feel like I should always know more considering I play, you know, two instruments, piano and guitar.
Right.
But I do like the variety of the list that I perform, because you're not usually going to see a guy playing both the piano and the guitar. You know, so a guy that can do, like, for example, an Eagles song, and then he can hop on the piano and play, you know, Missing You by John Waite. You I don't think you're going to hear that a lot. And I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I'm glad I get to do it and enjoy doing that.
Wow. Well, let's get to some live music.
Yay!
Here in the Lair with Joe Richter, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I still have a question for you here.
Oh, please.
Yeah, Joe.
The first song you have for us tonight, it's called No Fairy Tale. It's unreleased. Oh. Tell us about this song before you play. Is this a song about the truth?
Absolutely. I think I do write a lot of love songs, and we'll probably get into that a little bit later, but because I got the love show coming up on Wednesday.
Oh, yes, you do.
But this song, it's I think a song about a romantic relationship, in that, you know, not every loving relationship is going to be a fairy tale. There's going to be your ups and downs, your ebbs and flows of a loving romantic relationship. And I think it's important for both parties to understand that and know that. And the song kind of talks about that, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Joe Richter, No Fairy Tale, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Live in the Lair.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Baby, it seems our love is falling apart. Let's bring it back to the way that it used to be. Pick up the fog, it's you and me. You know that it ain't so hard. Put your pride behind our love. Take me in your arms, but don't let go. Don't let me go. Baby, we've been doing this a long time, and all this fussing and fighting is taking away my mind. I wanna hold your hand, and I wanna touch your face. I wanna kiss you just like in the olden days, in the olden days, in the olden days. Love is no fairy falling apart. Let's bring it back to the way that it used to be.
No fairy tale. You're listening to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. KJ, that was gorgeous.
That was fantastic.
Oh my gosh, Joe Richter, everybody. He is live in the lair right now. And, you know, we were talking about your love of the idea of playing B-sides. And this is fun. 2017, you debuted as the lead vocalist. I don't think I even knew this, of the Daryl Sturmer Band.
Yeah.
You did hits of Genesis and Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like? That had to be zany.
One of the highlights of my career. It was great. And, you know, not a lot of people know that because it was a very short period of time.
Oh,
because a little after I came into the band, Daryl went back on tour with Phil. And he went on that massive stadium tour. And then COVID hit, right?
Wow.
And then I think they went back on. And then, you know, he hasn't been playing since he's been back. So it was incredible. It's something that I'll never, ever forget. Some of the most incredible shows I played.
Oh, I bet.
And it was just absolutely incredible. And an honor to play with them.
Did you have to audition?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And actually, how was that?
Well, I auditioned for Daryl twice. Years ago, about five years before I got the gig, I auditioned. And I don't know. Obviously, I didn't get the job. And then years later, he was looking again. I heard that he was looking for a singer again. And this time, I said, okay, I'm going to do this professional. And I did it professional before, but I went all out. I went in the recording studio, dropped about $1,000, and I said, okay, we're going to do this the right way. So I just, you know, we recorded, he sent us a couple samples, and I recororded several of Genesis songs and sent it to him. And then I don't know how long ago, after it was, I got a call from his agent, and she said, okay, we got a couple shows coming up. We'd like you to do these shows, but then after you do the shows, then we'll just kind of decide if you'll be with us for the next,
so then,
you know,
it
for
continued,
the long haul.
Like a live audition.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is a right-to-work state.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh. It was...
it is. Whoa.
Yeah, it was just... it was a rush, and I'll never forget that first show that we did together in Watertown. It was an outdoor festival, and... you know, all the guys get up on the stage and they start playing, I can't remember the name of the first song. I think it may have been Squonk. And so they were playing and I was just kind of in the backstage waiting to go back on. And remember, I just posted that about with Steely Dan.
Yes.
My heart's pounding. You know, I'm ready to get get on stage here with Daryl Sturmer. And I killed it. I knocked it out of the park.
Awesome.
I know I did. Because, you know, and so that was the start of the journey, and it was just incredible. Mm.
Do you have a favorite Genesis song that you enjoyed singing?
I would say my favorite song that we did was probably Your Own Special Way. And that was probably my favorite song to sing. The hardest song to sing was probably In Too Deep, which when you listen to it, you're like, how can that song be hard? But Phil Collins has just an incredible vocal range.
Yes, yes.
It's difficult. And so that was probably the toughest song for me to sing. But the song that I really loved that we all did together as a band was Something Happened on the Way to Heaven, which was a song that Daryl co-wrote with Phil.
Oh, cool.
And man, that song has so much energy. And it just, I really feel like, you know, it was like Pat Beverly coming to the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, it really just ignited the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, the new Pat Beverly signing. You know what I mean?
That's great.
So, and Something Happened on the Way to Heaven. It was just ignited the show. And I brought a lot of energy when we played it. And it's just one of those fun songs.
I love
sing,
it. So. When he's talking about it, he's just smiling.
That's so amazing.
Good. It is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Milwaukee's Joe Richter. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Love Ain't For Me.
He keeps trying to walk away from the microphone, the question microphone.
I figure you guys think of talking too much. It's like, all right, come on, let's get on with the music here,
Joe. We want to hear what the story is behind the song.
I mean, is this a love song in disguise?
Well, I guess. I mean, in a brilliant disguise, as a quote from Bruce Springsteen there. Mm. You know, this is a song that I wrote. It's about a friend of mine who was talking to me about, you know, I'm just done with dating. I'm not dating anymore. And, you know, he went into just, you know, I always end up getting hurt all the time. And I'm just, you know what, I'm just done with it. And for some reason, that was an idea. It popped in my head. And this is what came of that.
Oh, I love it.
Wow, let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to Live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. And here is Joe Richter.
So then it seems I've been up and down in the game. Love ain't for me. Love is on the rise. It brings cries and alibis. And the days go by so fast. And then in comes another man. And alone again I stand. So love ain't for me. Love has come and gone. When I feel it coming on, and the smiles they try to stay, but the love of mine walks away. For me it's another day. So love ain't for me. No love. Always been kind. Love for me is never refined. So if I try to love, I've been wasting my days. Love ain't for me anyway. Love ain't for me. So then it seems I've been up and down in the game. And the outcome is always the same. When I'm alone, I'm betrayed. So love ain't for me.
That was fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know, that's KJ in there, and she and I are looking at each other through the songs, and I swear one of us is going to start crying. These are beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Rocker, carry on, because I'm a little overclocked
right
now.
I'm not going to be crying.
Kleenex. Can I get you a Kleenex?
Joe, this is not your first time on the radio.
Oh.
Tell us about becoming the board operator at WKLH coming straight out of high school.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. Oh. Oh, there we are.
Woo-woo.
A handsome Dan.
See, it's the tears. It's the tears in the way. I can't see anything. Hi. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Rocker. Wait, what was the question?
I said, Joe, this is not your first time on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about being the board operator at WKLH coming straight out of high school.
It was a pretty neat thing. Before I graduated high school, I ended up working at WKLH in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Ooh,
I was working on my radio voice. But anyhow,
it's pretty good. Really good.
When I was in forensics, a senior year of high school, coach was one of the producers at KLH, and I had told him that I'd like to get into radio. So he kind of brought me in, and I met the program director, which at that time was Bob Bellini. So, so I went in the office, and Bob and I had a chat, and we decided I'd become the intern. And I would become the board operator, which I think I was hired, by the way, for like $7 an hour.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, but hey, it was the coolest job. I had the coolest job coming out of high school. I mean, I was the board operator. Back then we had CDs. We actually had to put them in the compartment and push, you know, play, right? Now we don't have to do that anymore. Unfortunately, it's push a button, even though it was pushing a, or not even push a button, just watch it scroll on the computer
screen,
right? Yes. Automation. But this was before automation. It was a great gig, man. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I would just come in, and I was not supposed to go on the air at all. I was just supposed to, you know, I had the song list, and you know, I had to specific instructions on what song to play next, and I just did that. I just kind of ran the show. Usually on the weekends, Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, and then later became a board operator at Jammin' 106.9.
Ooh.
Which was before it became 98.3, but Jammin' 106.9. Anyhow, I could go on forever. There's not going to be time to play all these songs. I'll just keep talking.
No, we keep moving, but it's interesting.
We do love the music.
Hearing your
that is, I didn't know that background. Either. I'm learning more about you than I ever thought I knew.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You, as we just mentioned, sat in with as a guest artist with Steely Dan,
right.
And you got to go to his socials because Joe has the best post of him backstage waiting to be called out, and he's like, "Oh my gosh!" It's just the cutest. It's so real. But that's not really the question. My question is, you actually have a real life job too, and I think when people find out what you do for real. It's actually pretty incredible. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm a respiratory therapist. Help people breathe, save people's lives, try to save people's lives. That's the goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been doing it for 9 years. I decided there's a time in my life where I decided, well, this music thing, this music grind is getting to be tough. You know, coming home late at night, working 6-7 days a week, sometimes 2 gigs a day. And you got to make a decision for yourself. Well, is this what I want to do long term? I mean, I can still do it forever, but I think I just really, there was a turning point there that I needed decided to look at other outlets, at other, and as an asthmatic my whole life, I decided, well, you know, I know a lot about breathing and asthma, so maybe let's just try this respiratory thing. So I went back to school, became a respiratory therapist, and it's a tremendous career. I enjoy it. The job is still in high demand, especially now after COVID.
Oh, wow.
And so I get to do that, and I still get to play music.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful thing. And that Steely Dan gig. Wow, that was great. That's another story.
That is so good. I'm glad you got to do that.
Yeah. What's next on the docket?
What are we thinking, KJ? Do we have a little bit of time?
We can shuffle some things around. We're supposed to play some commercials, but we're going to come back.
Those spots are important.
How about we'll come back. We'll come back with a song called Flowered Skirt.
Oh, ooh, boy, yes.
Good. Okay.
Good segue.
Perfect. All right. We will be back with more of Joe Richter on Max Inc. Radio.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media Live from the Max Inc. Radio 92.7 WMDX studios in Madison. Max Inc. is also heard on the Eagle WLCH AM 1490 in La Crosse and on 93.5 The Tap, WCFW 93.5 FM. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Green Delivery Service, delivering legal hemp products in Dane County. Find them at greendeliveryservice.company.site. This is Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Sorry, I was still crying.
Let's get right back to live music in the lair with Joe Richter, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Joe, the next song you have for us tonight, it is called Flowered Skirt. Mm-hmm. I mean, is this your happiest song?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, wow.
Probably, yeah. The sad ones are always the best ones. But look, this is great. It's a fun song. It kind of takes you on a little journey, a flowered skirt, and I'll let the rest do the talking.
Awesome.
Let's hear it. This is Joe Richter. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There we go. A little too tight.
Baby, I've been loving you for years, I'm just so crazy. My head's bent over heels when you wear the flowers. Good babe, I just can't contain your body. It's just so beautiful, my When you wear the flowers, good babe, I just can't contain your body. It's just so beautiful, my hands go insane.
By the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wow, that was
the happiest song.
That was the happiest song.
That was fantastic. Oh, I was dancing the whole time.
No more tears.
No more emotions here.
Right.
She can see now. We got our microphones right
there.
Away.
There we go. There we go.
Play more happy songs.
You brought me back, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't possibly sit still playing that song.
Oh, my gosh. That was still, we were all kind of like, whoop, whoop.
Yep.
Okay, we were talking about Steely Dan a little bit earlier.
Oh, sure.
And, of course, who doesn't love Dave Adler?
Oh, yeah.
And he plays in your band, too. So tell us a little bit about your band.
Yeah, the band features incredible musicians from Milwaukee that play in several other bands throughout Milwaukee. And started playing with the guys probably back in 2012, right after I released that EP Grace, and I met Kostya. I don't know if you guys know Kostya, but he's just an incredible Russian jolly old man that lives in Milwaukee, who's one of the best pianists I've ever seen, aside from Dave, of course, and Dave Stoller, and Dave Stoller, who's incredible, and Steely Dan. But anyhow. And Kostya introduced me to John Wheeler, Al Arbor, and Joe Gorman, which is a couple of guys that that I play with as well, or that I've played with in the past. And so that's how I met them. And the way it works is you meet one musician who introduces you to another musician, and next thing you know a lot of them.
That's
and
awesome.
You just play with a bunch of them, and and you pick the guys that feel right for the vibe, and you go with it. And I play with these guys for, almost about 12 years now, and they're good friends of mine, and we just have a blast on stage, so.
That's awesome.
Now, this Wednesday, Friday, February 14th, is Valentine's Day, and you and the full band are performing a special Valentine's Day performance at the Waukesha Civic Theater, performing your favorite love songs and some originals, and I'm hoping there are going to be some good B-side love songs.
Yeah.
Tell us about this show and your set list.
Well, this is a gig that I just am really excited for. We did something like it last year, but we did it on the weekend. It is on this Wednesday, so unfortunately it's not on the weekend, but so we were, still hoping. We just want people to come out and see us, and we're going to have a lot of stuff on there. We're going to do some Sade, we're going to do some little Don Henley.
Oh.
and just stuff like that, you know. George Michael was one of my favorite of all time, but this is the kind of stuff that you can't get away with doing in the bars. You're gonna, you know, it's like Elton John at the Harley Fest.
Yeah, you get stuff thrown at you.
Oh no!
You're not gonna get away with doing this stuff on a normal, you know, Saturday night. Mm-hmm. You know, but this is a special show. You know, we're gonna do this and we're gonna have fun with it. So,
oh yeah,
can't wait.
Okay.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Joe Richter, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called I Can't Get Over You.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your dramatic love
life.
That's
what it sounds like. Ooh.
This is a true love ballad. If, you know, a lot of these songs are love ballads, but this song is probably one of the proudest songs that I've ever wrote, I think. I can't exactly remember when I wrote it, right before the record came out. But it's just a true love song. It's basically somebody who's really just expressing their love for their loved one who may be, and it's just real unconditional love. I think this is the first time that I really felt like I could write a song like this, because I truly felt what I felt in that moment. So bear with me here. This is a love ballad, but it's actually one of my most popular songs. If you were to look up the numbers, this is one of the most streamed songs. So,
well, let's hear
it. It's really exciting.
I Can't Get Over You. This is Joe Richter live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Can't get over your smile and the way you love me. Can't get over what you do and all you've done for me. Can't get over the love we share and the way you hold me. I can't get over you and I'll never get over you. I love the way you are, but we're not doing so good. I love the way you are, but I'm not treating you the way I should. When it all goes wrong, we remain strong and turn to the man we believe in. I can't get over you, I'll never get over you. Look around and we hear the sound of the world so down. The pain, the hurt, and the fear, what I love drowns it out. I love the love that I feel for you, and I love the way you love me too. I can't get over you. And I'll never get over you. And I know, no. The world so down. The pain and the hurt and the fear, what I love drowns it out. I love the love that I feel for you, and I love the way you love me too. I can't get over you, and I'll never get over you. And I know, no. Thank you. I love the way you help me make me who I am today. Love your heart and mind and your soul inside. It takes my breath away. I love the good, the bad, and the worst we've had. I'm the tears and the smiles of a happy man. And I can't get over you. I'll never get over you. I love the good, the bad, and the worst we've had. I'm the tears and the smiles of a happy man. And I can't get over you. I'll never get over you.
A happy love song. It's happy. It's happy. It's sappy. It's sappy, but it's happy.
We don't know whether to laugh or cry.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Man.
Well, let's get right back into some live music in the Lair with Joe Richter, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you're going to play for us tonight, it's called Grace. It's the title track from your debut EP.
Ooh.
Tell us about this song quickly before you play.
One of the songs that I co-wrote with a friend of mine, probably back when we were teenagers, maybe, no, probably 19, 18, 19, 20, somewhere in there. We co-wrote this, a friend of mine, Jason Zellmer and I. And, you know, this was a song when we went to Nashville. I don't know if we're going to talk about this. I'm sure you guys got it on your list, you know, because it's the most important thing that's ever happened to me. No, just kidding. We could never really figure out, an old band that I went to Nashville with, we could never really figure out a band version of this song. So we ended up doing it acoustic when we recorded down in Nashville at the Castle Recording Studios. And we worked on it for hours and hours and hours, and this never was just coming to life. And so Drew Bowman, who's... by the way, now one of the most popular engineers in Nashville. Crazy, crazy thing. But he just said, you know what, let's just do it acoustic. So we did it acoustic. I did it acoustic on your beautiful grand piano. And this is how it sounded.
All right, let's hear it. This is Joe Richter live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. This is called Grace. We are local music.
Loving you, holding you, kissing you is what I'd love to do, and I'd give anything to be with you, to show you that my love is true. Way up high on a hill is where I see me and you, in a place where lovers lay, slowly falling into grace. To dream of you, it isn't hard to do, 'cause you're everywhere that I've ever been. And in the sea, full of rage, still our love would be tucked away. Way up high on the hill is where I see me and you, in a place where lovers lay, slowly falling in the grace. But still I don't know how to make you real. And these things are the way I want to feel. I could try to make you mine. I close my eyes one last time. Way up high on a hill is where I see me and you, in a place where lovers lay, slowly falling into grace. Whoa. What I love to do. It's what I love to do.
Joe Richter. Ooh, wow.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so you have the show on Wednesday,
yep.
Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. Waukesha Civic Center, and it's the full band for this very special, very cool performance.
Yes.
We are so grateful that you could come in and share your music and your talent with us tonight. How do we best keep up with you? I know you're great on the socials, and just tell us, like, do you have a website and all that good stuff?
You can see me in a lot of places. You can see me at joerichtermusic.com is mm-hmm. kind of my official website, and go on there, see all my shows on the gigs page, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I don't know, whatever else there is. But
all the socials, right?
All of it.
All right, we got about 5 minutes left, so let's get back to live music in the lair. Thank you so much for coming in, Joe.
This has been so special. Thank you.
You have one more song for us tonight. It's from your Revival album. It's called Happy Tears. You don't even have to tell us about it. We already know it's a song about Taylor Swift winning the Super Bowl.
Come on.
Oh, good Lord, Rock. Holy cow. Happy Tears. Sure. Taylor. This goes out to Taylor.
All right, let's hear it. Joe Richter live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10.
I'm the happiest man in this world. Ain't nobody gonna tell me otherwise. A man like me has gotta be so glad to have what he has that he's never had. I got love with a woman, got a child. He ain't a human, but he's everything a dad's ever wanted. I got happy tears down my face running. I got love, got so many. And I got everything more than just a penny. And I got happy tears down my face running. I got everything a man's ever wanted. I got love. I got love. Inside me there's a happy soul, something that I never had long ago. Sometimes I feel like I'm singing to a man in a room, watching every single move that I do. And he's smiling, looking down, bobbing his head to this beautiful sound. Where I've been all along, wondering the door of the song. I got love, got so many, and I got everything more than just a pity. And I got happy tears down my face running, and I got everything a man's ever wanted. I got love. I love. I got someone from the devil that's been knocking me down, but nothing can hurt me cause I got love all around me. Someone from the devil that's been knocking me down, but Help me, cause I got love all around me. Yeah, I got love all around me.
Oh. Wow.
I know.
What timing.
This has been fabulous.
Oh, where? Tell everybody where he's playing again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we want you guys to go. Waukesha Civic Center. It's this Wednesday, February 14th. Full band, Joe Richter, everybody.
Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Yes.
This has been Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Joe Richter, for joining us. Also, thank you to Panchromatic Steel, Mama Dig Down, Gordy and John Young from the John and Gordy Show, and Rowan Childs from the Madison Reading Project.
Jeff Clark!
For running sound in the studio.
Our sound man.
Fantastic sound man. And Max Inc. Heavy is next. So stick around.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.